Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 72nd edition of the Venice Film Festival, and I'm joined by filmmaker Michael Rowe, who is here with his film Early Winter. So thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Matt.
And the film is presented in the Venice Days section. So the best thing to do is would be to ask you to maybe tell our listeners a little bit about the film and the story in your own words.
It's the story of a marriage that is on the rocks, or is going through a strong crisis. People in their mid to late 40s, and it's a marriage that one would hope would end for the best of everybody.
Mm.
And well, I'm not going to spoil
right,
the end,
yeah.
But yeah.
But what I noticed about this film is that really it focuses on these two characters who dominate the action. And one would think, well, it's kind of simple to just play around with two characters. But no, because that's actually increasingly rare in cinema nowadays. Would you agree with that statement?
I think that cinema is, it tends to get bigger and go more towards spectacle.
Mm.
And which is fine, but I think that if you want to delve deeply into human motives, it's better to have less characters and spend more time with them and examine them more deeply.
Yeah, and actually there's a very haunting quietness to this film too. I think the silences are just as important as the words.
Yeah, I think that's something that's undervalued in scripts, generally speaking.
Mm.
People don't understand how eloquent silence can be. I think silence is probably my most common dialogue in most films, actually.
Yeah, and it's great to see you actually leave some room for it too. It's something that's becoming increasingly rare, like I said earlier. But because the actual power of this film is it comes from this quietness, I'm just curious about the actual work you did with the actors and how you worked on getting them to develop a chemistry with each other that's, you know, it's quite clear to me in the film, and it adds to the power of the film too.
Well, part of that was very long table work that we did. I believe in prepping the films for as long as I can. I don't do rehearsals at all.
Right.
A lot of what's in the film is first take.
Right.
Because I like that energy. So even though I like it, it's like it's the best, you know, the best takes are often the first takes.
Yeah. So does that leave room for improvisation as well?
It does. I haven't previously used improvisation a lot. I was a screenwriter for 10 years before I actually, in self-defense, directed, because no one would direct my screenplays. So I'm a bit punctilious about scripts. But Suzanne is amazing as an actress, and she brought a lot to the character. And a couple of scenes that were in part improvised.
Right.
And Suzanne and Paul have known each other and worked together for 15 years, and they've worked together on several movies and TV series, different things, and also Paul introduced Suzanne to John Strasberg, the son of Lee Strasberg.
Really? Wow.
And who was a close friend of his, and he'd worked extensively with him. And from what I understand, that had a great influence on Suzanne's technique and the way that she works.
Hmm.
And so they'd been in John Strasberg's workshops, and I'm not sure, once or several times together. So they were confident working together. They'd known each other for a long time, and they knew how each other worked.
Yeah. Coming from a theatre background, as you said, do you notice what is the main difference and difficulty in comparison in trying to tackle such themes and stories in a more in a cinematic format?
Well, actually, I only ever wrote theatre. I've never directed theatre to date.
Right.
But I think that in cinema you have every single thing you can control, and so you get that gives visual elements a very specific weight, and you can create frames that have a narrative, a deep narrative meaning. In theatre, I think that's a lot more difficult.
Yeah, but perhaps one of the keys to the actual power of the film is actually the way in which the actors, and going back to acting, are almost like ignoring the cameras, or required to ignore the camera, which is actually strange because it's anti-acting, and it's, you know, it's by paradox almost.
It's almost anti-cinema. I believe very deeply that there are two elements that are necessary for making great cinema, and that is a great script and great acting.
Right.
And I think that a lot of camera movements commonly used in cinema are done for one of two purposes, which both end up being the same thing. They're either done to manipulate the emotional reaction of the audience, which to me is cheating, because you're getting something that you didn't work for, or you didn't deserve in and of itself, from the screenplay and from the actors. Or you're getting material to construct a performance in post in the editing room.
Mm.
Because in this take, she said this better, and in this take, he put on a better face, and in this take, everybody looked horrible, so we're going to cut to the kids. And then you can construct something in the editing room that's better than what you managed to do on the set. And I enjoy the process of creating with actors, and I think that I know that it's difficult to do things the way that I do them, but I think it's more honest. And
yeah,
that's at the end of the day, for me, that's what my films are about, is getting as much honesty as I can onto the screen.
Mm. Which isn't easy. And by manipulation of an audience perspective, it's probably also, you're talking about music too.
Exactly. This is why I don't use music. Mm. Because, once again, it's pushing an audience's emotional reaction to, but it's an emotional reaction that you haven't earned. It's something that, and so, I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm a little bit too purist on this, but I'm sure there are a lot of people who would say that, and I know that this is really just me and my beliefs about these things, and there are wonderful films out there with great music, and but I prefer to do something else. I don't
yeah,
like it.
You well, know? You're representing another type of cinema, which, you know, is more than welcome, because different voices is what makes this art form so unique, you know, in its own right. As a final question, maybe if you could briefly tell us a little bit about whether you're working on something at the moment, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in film, you know, any project that you're working on now.
I'm working on a new screenplay to be shot in Mexico next year, and it's a sexual coming-of-age story.
Mm-hmm. Very good. We'll be looking forward to seeing it then.
Cool.
Thanks very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.